An 18-hour trash fire in Tower Heights posed a danger for the entire city, authorities stated early Tuesday morning.
This fire was very difficult to suppress because this mountain of debris was so massive. Bureau of Sanitation staff from the city had to remove 10,000 tons of it from the site in order to get out the fire,
City Attorney Philip Bauer told City Newsnet. The Alstringer City Attorney's Office contends the pile, which weighed £22 million and was at least two stories high, posed a public threat, citing several fires there that burned for a total of 6 weeks. The Bureau of Sanitation contracted Gemini Rescue's own COO, Ryan Gard, to manage the cleanup effort. While sanitation is not listed as a top-level service that Gemini Rescue will perform, that didn't stop the illustrious COO from bringing over 100 Gemini staffers and six specialists to the scene. Along with Bureau of Sanitation employees, Alstringer Fire and Rescue and Alstringer PD, Gemini Rescue made strong use of unnamed specialists to teleport the flaming debris to safe zones outside the city limits and in unpopulated areas. Division Chief Amanda Rooney stated from the scene,
"You'll have to ask Gemini Rescue about that. As for the men and women of Alstringer Fire and Rescue, I'd like to commend the entire department, and in particular, Company G and Company C, for maintaining the suppression perimeter around the big cleaning. Their efforts kept this city and its residents safe and helped prevent a natural disaster."
Gemini Rescue released the following statement.
"As always, we will not answer any questions pertaining to the Gemini specialists who we employ. While it's clear they are psyops, we've promised them anonymity, and that is exactly what they will get. Thank you."
Grantmasters, Gemini Rescue. A civil complaint names the Big Clean Incorporated as the operators. The company has not responded to multiple requests for comment. Peter Potts, the facility's owner, is charged with 50 counts, including code violations, according to the Associated Press. The facility is permitted to store up to £2.8 million of construction debris in piles no higher than 12 feet. If convicted, Potts could face up to 24 years in jail.
Here is what's coming up next week on City Newsnet.
A very small percentage of the population reportedly possessed psionic abilities. Federal, state, and local authorities, in conjunction with organizations that would eventually give rise to Knight Incorporated and the Paladin Brigade, possessed more than ample technology and numbers to deal with any potential threat to the safety of the citizens of Canada, Mexico, and the United States. 5 years later, everything, and I mean everything, changed with the discovery of Corvus Corax. I spoke to Dr. Michel Mureau, Chief Forensic Psionic Investigator for the International Paladin Brigade, about the breadth and scope of Corax's reach.
"His influence is pervasive, intoxicating, and malevolent. He stains every mind he touches with coercion, violence, and deception. He possessed such diverse and powerful psionic abilities, he was able to recruit and inspire people to join his ranks simply by sending out tendrils, for want of a better word, of psionic energy that would be partially absorbed into the minds and bodies of everyday average citizens who just happened to be sensitive to psionic energy. They became known as the so-called citizens of Corax."
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of City Newsnet, released by The Adventure Frequency. Please visit our website to find additional content featuring many of the same characters and locations found in this story. We're creating a multimedia storyverse that combines prose, audio, and comics into a new and unique experience, and invite you to help us shape it with your feedback. City Newsnet is produced by Kane Dorr with special thanks to Paul Ellis of Wireless Adventures. Actors in this episode feature Chris Jarvis of the Radio Theater Workshop, with additional voices provided by the Adventure Frequency players. For more adventures, or to get a sneak peek at an upcoming novel featuring Ryan Gard and the Gemini Rescue, please visit us on the web, all links provided in the show notes. Now that you've listened to the entire episode, we consider you one of our adventure junkies, and we ask that you share our work with a friend or rate and review us on your favorite podcast application. Thank you for listening.